Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hola, waka, chukma, all across the tundra. Coffee at KYUK, Grady Deaton here, also shouting out to the Yukon and the coast. As usual, I'm excited, a little bit out of breath, but excited, sharing my excitement with you and facing the day ready to do it heart healthy with my oatmeal on my sideboard. Oops, my sideboard. Knocking it over, though. Joining me on the show this morning, I have the Executive Director of Recover Alaska, Tiffany Hall. Good morning, Tiffany.
Good morning.
Tiffany, remind me, just because I'm running late this morning, we didn't get a chance to touch base. We've met before on here on coffee, is that right?
Yes, we came up when we were doing some work around the local option laws up there.
I understand. I recalled briefly as I was rushing this morning. Thank you for joining me this morning. Thank you very much. We're talking today about controlling our addictions, but in the face of the context of the pandemic.
Yes, it is a different landscape out there right now, since so often one of the things that folks who struggle with alcohol turn to is community of other people who are also trying to reduce their drinking or stop drinking entirely, and that's hard to do when we're being told we should remain distant from each other for safety from the pandemic.
So tell me a little bit more about Recover Alaska, just to set the stage for our listeners.
Sure. So we work to reduce excessive alcohol use and harms across the state. And we do that. We don't provide services ourselves, but we do advocacy to try to change policy around alcohol. We do prevention work. We have a statewide Alcohol Misuse Prevention Alliance. We try to change social norms so that, you know, recovery isn't so stigmatized and so that alcohol isn't the norm all the time, so that it's okay and good to be sober as well. And then we also try to connect people to resources that exist, whether that looks like treatment or counseling or online tools. We try to just make sure people are aware of what is available.
Now, during the pandemic with so much stress, there's no surprise that there has been an increase in alcohol consumption. Tell me, how much has alcohol consumption increased in Alaska during the COVID-19 pandemic? Do you have a sense of that?
We do have some numbers. There's another poll happening right now, but the first numbers we saw were that 58% of Alaskans reported that their mental health got worse during the pandemic, and 30% of people said that they used alcohol or drugs in order to cope with difficulties caused by the pandemic. So almost a third of people are using alcohol or drugs just to deal with kind of the new normal. And 33% said that they used more alcohol now than before the pandemic. So those kind of are in line with what we're seeing across the whole country right now, but definitely to say alcohol use is up.
Despite talking about it with hushed tones, it's no secret that the Yukon-Kuskokwim region has a problem with alcohol. Many communities have banned or limited it. The most conventional approach for dealing with the issue is gatherings organized by AA, or Alcoholics Anonymous. But getting together in groups is tough in the middle of a contagious COVID pandemic. Health professionals say don't get together for physical meetings now. So what can be done?
Yeah, it's a really good question, and it's tough, especially since so many of the things that are happening are online. And so without good internet connectivity, it also just is, it's tricky. But there are a lot of virtual meetings happening, so, it is an option if you're If folks are on the computer. There also are some phone meetings set up, more phone meetings than I was aware of beforehand. And Recover Alaska has a page that we kind of update as often as we can that lists all of the different kind of COVID-specific resources, and that can be found on our website, recoveralaska.org. We have a button called the Virtual Sober Lounge right on the front page, and it takes you to what looks like kind of a cozy winter room, and all of the little icons in there, the images, you can click on them. And so some of them are resources during COVID. Some of them are stories of other Alaskans who are in recovery. Some of them are, you know, fun little videos that we find that have to do with healthy lifestyles. We update it all the time. And then the other thing that we have that we're offering right now is an app called Step Away.
Say that again.
There's also an app that we are offering called Step Away.
Step Away.
And it is, it's an app for a smartphone, and it helps people to reduce their drinking or to quit drinking altogether.
Tell me a little bit more about that.
Sure. So one of the nice things about it is it's very customizable, and people can decide their own goal. So they put in, it asks a bunch of questions at the beginning about kind of people's regular habits and drinking habits and some of their kind of tools that they have to feel good in other ways, what their resources are. It asks about who a couple of people are in their kind of close network who they could lean on for support. And so it just helps people, once they put in all of the information, then it helps people work toward their goal. So if you put in, you know, I'm fine most of the time until Thursday and Friday evenings, then on Thursday and Friday evening, it will give you a little, like it'll pop up and say, hey, we're approaching a risky time for you. Mm. Why don't you do one of these positive activities instead? And it's proven to help people reduce or quit their drinking altogether, just by kind of monitoring the progress and showing you how far you've gone and encouraging you to reward yourself once you've met little goals along the way, things like that.
Do you have data on the effectiveness there?
We do. I'm trying to, it was done, it's had a couple of different studies funded by the National Institute of Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was just going to say, I mean, that's really enough for that curiosity. But tell me a little bit more about the inception of the app. Is that something that was done nationally or with Sober Alaska specifically? How was it developed? What was the history there?
It was developed by a professor actually here in Alaska. He was a professor at UAA, University of Alaska in Anchorage, and he has collaborated and worked with some other partners nationally and, like I said, had some of these research studies. And I found it. It does say that that it's shown to cut down the days people engaged in heavy drinking by 60% and reduce their overall number of drinks by 50%. So pretty high numbers, much higher than anything I've ever seen for an app before. And it's great because he's from Alaska. He understands that things look a little bit different here than they do in the lower 48, and he kind of understands our needs a little bit better.
Well, what do people need to do to be able to use the app?
So it does require a smartphone. Actually, you might be able to do it on a computer as well. I've never tried that, but it's designed for a smartphone.
Either Android or iPhone, I take it.
That's right. Yep. Mm-hmm. Android or iPhone. And there is normally a $4.99 monthly fee, but Recover Alaska is partnering with them to offer it free to anyone in Alaska who is struggling, or anyone anywhere, I guess, but we mostly talk to Alaskans. But if you go to recoveralaska.org, there's a red Get Help Now button on every page. And if you click the Get Help Now button, then at the very top of that page, it talks about the Step Away app, and people can ask for a code there so they can have the app forever for free.
I'm sorry, I'm just jotting down for the show notes for later that they need to ask for a code.
Yes, there's a button, and it kind of is just an automatic form and then we will email them. We'll email them the code.
So the answer to the cost is it does cost, but it can be free. You got to get a code by going to recoveralaska.org, clicking on the Get Help Now button, and then asking for a code after clicking on an icon for the app. I'm sure the breadcrumbs will be there, quite apparent, and usually at the top of the screen.
Hopefully, yes. But if anyone has any problems, they should feel free to reach out to me, and we'll make sure to help them out.
And would that be at Recover Alaska's toll-free?
You can, probably the best way, people can call me. My number is 907-244. Wow, it's been so long since I've been in the office. First, I'll tell you that they can email info@recoveralaska.org. I forget my phone number. My phone number is 249-6644. 907-249-6644.
Not the number I called, right?
No, I mean, that's my cell phone.
Okay, they don't need to call that.
Phone goes to my cell phone as well.
So how about yourself, and I ask this of in a personal way to any caregiver that I come across, do you find it harder to find time to, refresh the personal care that you need to do during this time?
During COVID and especially during the holidays, I definitely notice that I need those kind of good habits in place a little bit more. I am a person in recovery. I haven't had any alcohol for over 11 years. And so sometimes it's easy for me to kind of just skip some of my self-care routine and go about normal life because it's not quite as hard every day as it used to be now. But especially, as the days are darker and with the holidays, it just brings up something. So I'm feeling more joy and more grateful these days, but I'm also feeling, a little bit more on edge or a little bit more sad. And so it's been really important. I've just noticed the past couple weeks, it's been really important for me to do things that I know are healthy for me. So for me, that looks like going on walks outside every day, even when it is dark and cold. I bring my daughter and we go for a walk every day, or I try to maybe take a hot bath, or I try to write in my journal just even a couple of things that I'm grateful at the end of the day. And those things seem to really help me kind of make it through.
I'm glad you shared them because they also serve as great tips for others.
Oh, good. Well, yeah, I know that everything that I do has been gifted to me from someone else. I'm always happy to pay it forward. Another thing, it looks like walks these days, but also doing any kind of exercise or any kind of something to get my heart rate up a little bit, even if it's just inside having like a dance party in my kitchen, I find that I always feel better after my heart rate gets up a little bit. So that's my last one.
I think anyone who has any debt to pay to AA whatsoever, no matter what their journey has been, if they find themselves in a recovery state, it's good to give back. It's good to practice that 12th step and not just practice our daily affairs, but give back to others. So thank you for that and for living that 12th step tradition.
Absolutely.
I've just been fact-checking the details you've given me. Indeed, I've gone to recoveralaska.org, and I've clicked on Get Help Now, and I'm looking at the Step Away Partnership and reading about the promotional offer that is quite obvious on the page. So, folks, you can do that if you're interested in taking advantage of the application that Tiffany has described. It's there. It's there. Just go to recoveralaska.org and click on the Get Help Now button. It's quite large. It's maroon, and it's up there at the top of the screen, like I was talking about. Thank you for your time. Let's also see about how they can contact. Is there a main number?
I think the best number is it goes to my cell phone at 249-6644, or they can call 249-6645. That goes to Jeff Wimberg, our program manager. Right now, Recover Alaska is down to just a staff of two these days, so we'll be hiring soon, so watch for that, too.
Well, I want to thank you. Stay on the line for a moment, but we've been talking with Tiffany Hoff from Recover Alaska, talking about an app that helps people control their alcohol consumption. This is Coffee at KYUK. I'm Grady Deaton, and I only have one thing left to say to you, and that's don't forget to be awesome to each other.
Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.